The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ellen Shulman with Ezra Krieg. We're going to be talking with an organization today called Hope South Florida, and I think their tagline pretty much says it all, providing hope for the homeless and hurting in our community. That's an awesome, awesome objective, and I'm happy to have Eddie Copeland. Eddie's the Director of Community Engagement for Hope South Florida. Welcome, Eddie.
Great. Thank you for having us. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Tell our listeners what Hope South Florida is all about.
At the heart of Hope South Florida is an organization that really focuses on helping homeless and hurting individuals and family throughout all Broward County and South Florida. We provide housing, supportive services, and our main bread and butter is an emergency shelter for homeless families.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've personally been there for 5 years, but Hope South Florida has been around for 15 years, formerly known in the community as the Shepherd's Way.
And how many families do you serve?
We serve in upwards of 155 families a year through our emergency shelter program and our transitional shelter program. We serve in upwards of 5,000 individuals a year through our meal programs, and we serve teens and youth in the community as well through our after-school programs.
Wow, that's a big job.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work.
Well, and I know that anybody who's read the papers, especially who lives in Broward County, knows what's going on at Stranahan Park in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and it's an issue that makes anybody who works downtown, travels through downtown, see the homeless situation, you know, firsthand. And I know Hope South Florida is taking a major leadership role in that issue. Tell us what's going on there.
Sure. You know, Fort Lauderdale is one of the most beautiful and broken places I've ever lived in.
Beautiful and broken. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, beautiful and broken. We have the most beautiful place I've ever had the experience of living in. However, our brokenness is staggering. So you can't help but be in the midst of a beautiful downtown Fort Lauderdale and see our palm trees and our beautiful beaches and stuff. But what you see in front of you is the homeless situation, and Stranahan Park really exemplifies that. Hope South Florida has been working with the city for the past few years on seeing how we could better partner to serve the city and to alleviate some of the homeless problems in downtown, especially focusing on Stranahan Park because that kind of seems to be the epicenter of where that's happening. Currently, we're working with the business leaders of downtown, the city of Fort Lauderdale, and the faith community to see how can we collectively and holistically come together to see a better park, to see a better community, a park that would be beneficial for families, a park that would be beneficial for Fort Lauderdale, but also a park that would be beneficial for the homeless around it as well.
Now, Fort Lauderdale has had a long history of issues in homelessness. Those of us who have lived here any period of time remember the tents in the middle of downtown. So what are you all doing differently? What are you doing that it maybe will change this cycle?
For the first time in our community's history, we're actually seeing not just the city pioneer an issue, not just the faith community pioneer an issue, or the business community pioneer this issue. We are actually seeing the community come together collectively to see what we can do when we come together. So we have the faith community. We have over 53 churches that have partnered with Hope South Florida to come together and say, how can we be a part of the solution? We have the city that's saying, how can we be a part of the solution? And for the first time, we have some big names in the business community coming together and saying, how can we not only be a part of the solution, but how can we help make this a reality? That's something that we haven't had in this community before, and that's why we're excited about seeing if we can actually provide a tangible solution.
And what I think, just doing the reading I know on Hope South Florida, what I think is interesting too is trying to help people change their image about what homelessness means. It's not homeless people. It's a condition that hopefully people can shed, that you're not a homeless person. You're somebody who's suffering with homelessness at this time in your life, correct?
Correct. We call it an episode of homelessness because, you know, even on the back of our staff shirts, it says homelessness does not define you or your family. Homelessness is something that you are temporarily experiencing, but that's not a label that you wear. You know, we talk about a lot of things at Hope, and primarily it's, you know, we want to remember that we're dealing with worthy creations. We are restoring dignity, and we're adding value to them at the same time.
So how do you do it?
How do we do it? We do it through the hearts of our staff and our volunteers is really at the core of how we help. We have some very talented individuals on our staff. We have some very talented people that come and volunteer and rally around us and use their expertise in certain fields, whether it's social work, whether it's contract and grant management, whether that's, you know, years of experience in the business community. They lend what God has gifted them to do to benefit our city, both spiritually, culturally, and socially. Out of that comes all of our programs. So Hope South Florida at our heart was formed to not start anything new, but rather to fill the gaps and things that did not exist. For instance, our emergency overflow shelter program called Faith in Action. We partner with 43 churches there, and they actually house families that are on a waiting list to receive shelter services in Broward County. On any given night in Broward, there's over 150 families on a waiting list that are calling 211 and saying, I'm homeless, I have nowhere to go, all the shelters are full. Our shelters been full for 15 years. So what we did is we created a Faith in Action emergency overflow shelter program, taking the families that are at the highest risk and at the highest level of their priority for their waiting list and saying, we're going to immediately take you into a church, and we're going to house you at that church from 5 o'clock in the evening till 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to pick you up and we're going to take you there day after day after day, week after week at times if we have to, until an opening at a traditional shelter becomes available.
Are you able to accommodate that entire waiting list?
We cannot, unfortunately, accommodate the entire waiting list. You know, funds and resources, more churches became available. We would like to see adding more and more churches. Currently, we just do one church every week. We'd like to see do two churches every week. And it's depending on the size of the church. You know, some churches can take three families. Some churches can take eight families. It all depends on the size of the church and how many volunteers that church is bringing. But that's such a needed program in our community. And we've been doing that for now over 5 years, and that's just continued to grow.
Now, Eddie, I think kind of going back to that image of the homeless person, help educate our listeners. If you're driving down the road and there's somebody with a sign, or you see a family living in their car, as an individual, what should you do? How can you help?
There's a lot of ways to help. Probably the biggest resource that we have in our community that no one really knows about is called 211. 211 is the clearinghouse for all of our homeless issues and the waiting lists in Broward County. So if you see a homeless individual or you see a family, the very first step is to say, hey, call 211 from any Broward County, any 954-305 Tri-County area cell phone or landline. Call 211 and say, register for the homeless helpline, and they will point you to the resources that are available in our community. From there, that's how Hope South Florida helps. We get all of our families and all of our referrals directly from 211.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of Hope South Florida. To get more information on this essential community service, please visit their website at hopesouthflorida.org or call 954-566-2311. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
Papi.
Yes, mija.
I love walking around our block.
Me too.
It's just like walking around the world, but it doesn't take as long.
That would take a long time.
No, really. My friend Kayla's from India, and Lily's family is from China. And Beza travels a lot to see her family in Ethiopia.
And don't forget the Murphys.
I really like our neighborhood and all the families from different places.
We're lucky, sweetie. We live in a diverse community.
Diverse?
Yeah. It's a place where people from all different backgrounds come together and live. And share and appreciate everything that makes us special.
I like it.
Neighborhood diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement, teaches that stereotypes are wrong, and better prepares our children for the global community. To learn more about how the Fair Housing Act promotes diversity, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from the Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
If you are a young man living in the United States, please pay attention to this important message. All men, ages 18 to 26, living in the United States, must register with the Selective Service System. Registration is the law. Failure to register affects your eligibility for many benefits, like federal jobs, job training, and college loans. And if you're an immigrant, no matter what your status, you must be registered to qualify for citizenship. Men are urged to learn the facts at SSS.gov, the official source for information about Selective Service. This has been a message of this radio station and the Selective Service System. Men, That's sss.gov. Or go to your local post office to register.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been talking about Hope South Florida today, and I would like to welcome Perry Cannon, who's been with them for quite some time. Perry, tell us, I know Eddie gave us a little overview of what Hope South Florida is all about. Give us an overview again of the concept, and I know you've been very involved in a creative, innovative feeding program that's very exciting. So welcome, Perry.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Yeah, that's what it was called. It was called a feeding program, but now we're calling it Sharing a Meal. And in doing so, what we're able to do is provide community for those that are on the street and homelessness. Part of the Stranahan problem was that many of the organizations and whatnot who felt they were trying to do something good by providing meals would go down to the park and literally drop food at the park. And what we decided would be better to do to build community would be to host these meals in churches that are nearby in close proximity to the downtown corridor. So we're doing that now on 3-4 nights a week, where we're actually using a bus and going around to selective areas and bringing guests to the churches and having the meals hosted inside. What this allows us to do is build the community and to provide consistency for volunteers and for our guests.
So there's a schedule.
Currently.
And someone who is experiencing homelessness is able to get on the bus, come to a church, right, and at that church they're getting a meal, or are they getting more?
Well, it starts with a meal. We're taking care of their physical needs, but much greater than that is we're taking care of their spiritual and emotional and personal needs. You know, they have been, in many ways, they've endured a lot in the outside. And when they come in here, they come into these churches knowing that they're going to be received just as they are. And with the consistency of volunteers week after week, you start to develop relationships. You get their name. And from that, you're able to work with them to see, well, what is it that this person also needs besides a meal and maybe something beyond that? So we have found them to be very successful. We're seeing as many as 250 on any given night. The numbers are staggering, but the needs are staggering.
So Perry, tell us about, I know there's a longer term vision of the whole meal, sharing meal concept. Tell
right.
us about that.
Well, we're doing it now 3-4 nights a week. Our goal is to do it 365 days a year with the help of more churches. I see enough volunteers out there. We just need these host churches. But the exciting news as far as we're working on a compassion cafe. And this cafe will be a kind of a pay-as-you-can cafe for a mixture of not just those that are homeless, but for the community to come in and to enjoy a meal. And if you can pay for that meal, great. If you can't, then we'll take you in. There's no problems there. But if you're coming more regularly, we're going to engage you, maybe as some volunteer activity in terms of coming in, helping, cleaning, cooking. So that's the concept of the cafe.
Now, you've been doing this for a while. Is there a person out there that stands out in your mind that says, this is why I do this?
There are many. There is one gentleman who I'm just going to refer to him as Tino. And he was one that started coming to our meals about 3-4 years ago. And he was on the street. He had addictions. He had issues. He came in and we just got to know him. We got to love on him over and over. He stopped coming one week, and the regular volunteers were a little concerned, and we tracked him down. We found out he'd been arrested and was placed in incarcerated, but we decided not to give up on him. So we rotated a schedule of volunteers to see him every Thursday night right where he was at in the prison. On the same night, we had a meal, and by doing that, we became his cheerleaders. his great support. We prayed with him. We did whatever we could to make him know that there were people out there that cared about him. We helped him get into a program outside of the jail. And it's been now 2 years, and I'm happy to say Tino has turned his life completely around. He is now going to school, he holds a job, and he actually comes out and volunteers with us on Thursday nights.
Wow, that's really terrific. So how many more churches do you need in order to have that 365
well,
meals?
Well, right now we have 3-4 locations. I think with just a couple more churches, we could do that 7 nights a week.
Are there? Could you do organizations that maybe aren't churches but have a facility and are willing to help?
Yeah, or? I mean, we're open to anybody. Again, this is a community effort, and we're not going to be so much to say that we're going to limit it. The idea is to engage the community in what is a community issue. So, yeah, if the right place came along, we would consider it.
How do you tell people that this, how do they know that this is
available?
Let me
tell you, it's a small community out there amongst the homeless community. It doesn't take much, you know, to get the word out that, you know, hey, there's a meal going to be over here that night, or there's a special event going on. And once you get it out to a few of them, it spreads pretty quickly. Because
and do you go all over Broward County? Because I mean, no, the epicenter seems to be in
really
downtown.
We concentrate more into the parks, the downtown, the holiday parks, the bus terminal, those areas, because that's where you have your highest concentration of homelessness. So that's where we actually have set up a bus route that goes out and picks up at different places and brings them to the church, wherever that church is that night.
Perry, tell us the real face of homelessness. I mean, people tend to think it's somebody who's an alcoholic or drug addict, but are mentally dealing with mental health issues. There are other people out there.
There are.
Facing it as
I
well.
I think it's just the people that are in a chapter of their life. They're down. Things have happened. Maybe they've lost a job. Maybe there's been a catastrophe, and it hasn't taken much to put them in that position. It's not all about drugs, addictions, alcohol. That's what you hear. But there's some genuine good people that have become homeless now. And if we can engage them early on and work with them and determine what the obstacles are, how they got there, I think we can prevent them from getting into that addictive issues and drugs and alcohol and whatnot.
Now, you've mentioned engagement a few times. And we engage somebody, we get them to the point where they will accept help, which
right.
is part of the issue.
Right.
Just the whole idea of accepting help. Is there enough help out there for these people?
I think there is. I believe there is. You know, we just need to, obviously, we need to tap into those more so. I think the system is maxing out. So we need to be looking at ways to enhance that and provide mm-hmm. more of those services.
And what's the number one thing that these people need? I mean, if you had to just name one thing, what is it?
To need to know somebody cares about them, honestly. And that somebody took the time to know their name, to get to know them, that vested an interest of their time for that person. And once you've broken down that obstacle, then I think you can make an impactful difference in their lives.
You are listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of Hope South Florida. To get more information on this great organization, please visit their website at hopesouthflorida.org or call 954-566-2311. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
What's wrong with your face? If you're over 30 and experience facial redness, it could be an early warning sign of rosacea. It's a common, embarrassing, and often life-disruptive facial disorder that usually gets worse without medical help. Rosacea often begins as flushing or redness on the face that comes and goes. Over time, the redness becomes ruddier and more persistent, and tiny blood vessels may appear. Without treatment, bumps and pimples often develop, and in some people, the eyes may become watery or bloodshot. In advanced cases, the symptoms grow increasingly severe, and the nose may become red and swollen from excess tissue. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet only a small fraction are being treated. Why let these symptoms wreak havoc on your personal or professional life? don't ignore the warning signs. Rosacea can easily be treated. See a dermatologist or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, the Florida Institute of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. I'm pleased to welcome back Eddie Copeland. Eddie, we've been talking about Hope South Florida throughout the segment. What an impressive organization. You're doing a great job with the homeless situation in Broward County. Revisit with us your model and what makes Hope South Florida different.
Sure. We talk about three things mainly, and that's build hope, build housing, and build community. If there's something that every homeless individual and every homeless family has in common, is that they've burned their bridges somehow. They can't go back to mom and dad. They can't go back to their brother or their sister. They've burned their community, sometimes for choices that they've made, sometimes for just the situation that they've been in. What I found is a lot of the individuals and families that I get the chance to work with have made very similar mistakes than I've made in my own life, but I've had the means and the resources and the community to better hide my mistakes. So you may look at me and say, wow, you've never made this mistake, you've never made that mistake, but you don't know my story. And conversely, we don't know their story. So at the heart of what we're doing, we're rebuilding community for the individuals and the families that we serve. We are saying we want to know your name, we want to know your story, we want to speak value and truth into your life and begin to rebuild these social networks. We do that first through hope. Hope, that when we say build hope, we mean the creation of two one-stop multi-purpose centers. We already have one for families that's called Hope Central. That's one of our programs. That's at 1100 North Andrews Avenue downtown. Or if you're a homeless family in Broward, you know to go to Hope Central to begin your journey into homelessness. The cafe, which we've named Taste Hope, we want that to be the one-stop center for individuals so that they can go and begin their journey into the homeless continuum in Broward, so they can go and start there as they begin to rebuild their social networks. But from there, we also talk about build housing. We cannot solve or even begin to address the homeless issue in Fort Lauderdale or even throughout South Florida without talking about housing. So the creation of more emergency shelter beds, the creation of more crisis beds, the creation of more transitional housing is essential to our plan. And we do that through our Faith in Action program. We do that through our shelter, The Shepherd's Way. We do that through programs such as HPRP, which is Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing, that some of the stimulus dollars that came down to help with rental and mortgage assistance, all of which we oversee and help disperse and distribute throughout the county. But really at the core, what undergirds the hope and the housing is really the build community piece. That's what holds it all together, and that's how we're going to truly make a difference in the lives of those we serve.
Now, we don't have a lot of time left, unfortunately. So tell me, I mean, what you're doing is so cool. How do I get involved?
The main start is to check out our website, hopesouthflorida.org. There's a big button that says Join Us Volunteer. There's over 80 volunteer opportunities that we update every week that you can scroll through. You can even sign up to register. Say you're interested in meal programs, say you're interested in helping with the housing, or you're interested in the mentoring and the community piece. You can actually get email updates as to when new volunteer opportunities become available. This is something that you have registered and said that you would like to be more involved or at least learn more. What I tell people is you have to come see this. You know, we're quite a large organization that has many arms and does very, very different things. Come see it. Come take a vision tour. I'll personally walk you around. I'll show you how we help, who we are, and what we do. We'd love to just sit down over a cup of coffee and say, okay, you've seen it. Now how can you be a part?
So Eddie, give them their phone number. Who do they call to get a tour?
They call 954-566-2311. That's our main office line. And all you have to say is, look, I'm interested in a vision tour. That note will get back to me. I'll contact you, and I'd be more than happy to take you around.
Now, will you take volunteers of all ages, or How does it work? If I'm a high school student, can I get community service hours?
Absolutely. We do that all the time. Our youngest volunteers are about 13, you know, as they begin the middle school journey and stuff like that. But we go from middle school all the way up to seniors. You know, we have a group of seniors on a Wednesday that host a meal night. You know, we're talking about 65, 75-year-old people that are still giving back.
And you don't need any money, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. We're flying great.
What does it cost to host a meal? If somebody just wanted to underwrite one meal one night, what would that cost?
For an individual, it costs about $20, and that ties in the transportation, and that ties in the case management service that's also provided to that. To underwrite an entire meal a night, for let's say if you want to underwrite an entire Monday night or a Wednesday night meal, that's about $550. Okay. To underwrite an entire month is $2,500.
So if we go to your website, and is there a donate now button there?
There is.
And can I dedicate it to a certain thing that I'd like to do?
You can. There's a button that as you fill out all your donation stuff, you can put this is how I want to help.
Companies who want to do it. And also, do you need stuff?
We do have a list on our website of stuff that we are looking for in kind, you know, a lot of household furnishings and stuff like that. But please join us, be a part, join our story. And some of the first ways to do that is to join us through Consider.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been talking to representatives of Hope South Florida. You need to get involved, so please visit their website at www.hopesouthflorida.org or call 954-566-2311. For Ellen Shulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.